Today, I'm going to show you two campaigns that will generate 8 listing opportunities for you in the next 100 days. Welcome to the Tom Ferry Show. Welcome back to the Tom Ferry Show, episode 286. Thank you so much for being a part of this training with me. Now, the number one question that people get asked you every single day, if you're out and about and active, is what? What question do they ask? How's the... Exactly. Now, my question for you is there any uncertainty in the market right now between news cycles and recession and what's going on with home prices and all this uncertainty? I would argue there's never been a greater time than right now to launch these two campaigns to help your clients, your prospects, your friends, your families know exactly what's going on in the market, focusing on the data, not the drama. Say that out loud. The data, not the drama. I can hear my friends at Keeping Current Matters saying that to me right now. So the question becomes, what are the most effective campaigns for me to educate and inform my customers in terms of what's actually happening with the market? Now, before I share that, last year, out on my roadmap tour, if you didn't come, I hope you come this year, I spent a lot of time asking people, like, what's really on the minds of your customers right now? And just talking with friends, people outside of the real estate industry that just own houses, what's on the minds? And, you know, of course, they ask me every time I'm with them, whether wherever I am in the world, hey, Ferry, you seem to have a pulse of what's going on. How's the market? So I started flipping it back on people. And I started this in September saying, well, tell me specifically, why are you asking? And what I discovered is there was 3 distinct things that people were looking for. When they were asking me, how's the market? It wasn't a Bloomberg-esque, well, here's what's going on and inventory is this and yada, 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 and buyer demand. Like, they weren't looking for that. It was totally personal for them. They wanted to know 3 things. Number one, is my equity safe? That came up a bunch. Just like, I don't know, what's going to happen with my equity? I mean, I think everybody remembers 2007, 8, 9, 10, 11, and a lot of people, they think recession automatically equals home prices going down. You and I both know over the history of recessions, only 2 of them actually caused home prices to go down, but the last one was 2007, 8, 9, 10. So it's the most real for people. So when they're asking you, how's the market? I'd love for you to have this mindset of empathy and understanding that they're not looking for a Bloomberg-esque answer. What they're trying to figure out is my equity safe? The second thing, when I was asking people, like, what do you want to know? What's going on? They wanted to know, with all this uncertainty, are home prices going to appreciate this year? Are they going to be flat? Are they going to go down? Are they going to go up? Are they going to be flat? Are they going to go down? And it really didn't matter. Like, one of my friends, very successful, has a home in Malibu. And I said, you have a home on the beach in Malibu. I mean, like, hootie too, right? Like, rock star. And I'm like, your home value is going up. Like, congratulations. He also has a place in Dallas. And I said, you know, because of where we are in Dallas and the number of people moving in, you know, yeah, if you're in that area, which he is, your home prices are going to continue to go up. Like, it's a supply and demand thing. It's just that much common sense. But that's the second thing. Like, what's going to happen with my home value? But the more interesting thing that I heard was people started saying to me, well, I'm just, you know, I'm kind of thinking about like my equity and the future and, you know, what my plans are. And I thought, isn't that interesting? When people are asking us, how's the market? They don't want a Bloomberg answer. They want to know, is their equity safe? Is my home value going up or down? Is it going to be flat? And I think most importantly, the thing I got just having deep conversations with people is they have future plans for their equity. It's very real for people. I saw a recent report that showed the average American today that owns a home has $300,000 in equity. That's retirement. That's college funds. That's taking care of your family. There's so much to home ownership. So here's my question for you. Recognizing what's going on in the minds of your database, your clients, your friends, and your prospects, what are the 2 best campaigns we can implement that answers some of the questions, stokes the fire of imagination on pricing, and most importantly, keeps you in communication in a beautiful, simple, and dare I say, elegant way? Here's the 2 campaigns. The first one is a really provocative email that's going to stoke the fire and imagination of your clients. The subject line, as you see here, is, how much equity did you gain in 2023? That's the subject line of the email. How much equity did you gain in 2023? The email goes on to say, I'm setting aside a few hours this week to put together home equity reports for my clients. These reports are more comprehensive and accurate than what you'd get from an online tool. Can I send you one for your home? I love that question in an email versus would you like one? Right? Yes, no. Can I send you one for your home? Can I send you one for your home? Let me know. Happy New Year. Your name. Now, my advice to you is I want you to send that to your entire database next Sunday between 4 o'clock and 8 o'clock. And the reason why Sunday between 4 and 8, if you look at the most recent stats, that's the largest amount of time people are trafficking home portals, all the different portals to kind of think about real estate and what's going on for the week and if they're in market or thinking about the market. So there's just something magical about Sundays between 4 p.m. and 8 p.m. Now, I want you to send that to your entire database. I want the entire days to get it. And now here's what's going to happen. Depending upon the size of your database, you might get 15 people in the first hour raise their hands and say, I'd like to know how much more equity I have from 2023. Now, what are we doing? We're playing into the zeitgeist, right? Is my equity safe? Is it going up? Is it going down? Is it going flat, right? Is my equity safe? And is it going to allow me to do the things I want to do in the future? You're the knowledge broker. You're bringing me the value. You send the email. Now, what are you going to do? A little comparison of their home price a year ago, and then what happened in 2023. Lots of different ways you can do that, depending upon your MLS. My goodness, you could even go to Zillow if you wanted to and just go back in time. My point to you is simply this. Your job is to stay in front of your customers and deliver real value. Real value. I want to know how much my equity's gone up. Don't you want to know how much your equity's gone up, whether it's equity in a stock or equity in real estate? So, that's the first campaign. Easy to do. Send that email and then do me a favor. Report back here on my Instagram or Facebook or wherever you follow me and let me know, because since we've been sending this out, a lot of my clients since early January, they are getting an enormous number of people raising their hand and saying, yeah, I'd like to know. And guess what? They're also scheduling listing appointments from this, because you know what happens. I get that email. Kath and I are already thinking about, oh, should we sell the place? I'm not sure. What do you think? Oh, I get this email. Yeah, I want to know. Hey, let me find out how much equity. You send it over. It's very passive. It's not, hey, I'd like to know how much my home is worth, because that's more aggressive from a consumer standpoint. Instead, it's passive. Yeah, I'd like to know. Of course. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Send that to me, please. And then I sit down with my wife and say, my goodness, you know, home values have gone up by this much. And now our future plans, let's have a conversation with Tom, our agent who sent this to us. And just like that, you're in the game. The goal is to find the hand raisers. The goal is to find the interested people. And the goal is to make sure your clients aren't going to other portals to find out the value of their home. So that's the first campaign. Now, the second campaign, again, coming off last year's success, I told you the numbers. They sent 413,963 of these text messages and generated 19,451 listing appointments in a little less than 100 days. So that's 8 listing appointments per person just sending the following texting strategy. So as you can see, I'm actually going to play off Zillow. We call it the Zillow CMA. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go to my client's house on Zillow. I'm going to take a screenshot and I'm going to text them their home from Zillow with the following script. Hey, name, I was on Zillow the other day looking for a property in your neighborhood for one of my clients, and I decided to check in on your home's value. Zillow says the estimated value of your property is X, and you fill in the number. There's the screenshot. They see exactly what Zillow says. And below that, you say, I've got my opinion on this price. What do you think? And you hit send. Now, what if I told you this incredible little strategy? It's incredible for a lot of different reasons. First of all, you might say, but what, Tom, why wouldn't I send this through the MLS and give them a more accurate depiction of the price? More people go to Zillow than any other portal on the planet today. So if more people are going there, it's the zeitgeist. It's the norm. And what do we also know? Zillow's prices are always wrong. So you're actually getting an advantage by sending them a wrong price to now say, well, if you're really curious, let me put together for you a professional equity report so you know exactly how much equity you have and exactly what your home is worth. That's the goal. Now, I don't want you to overcomplicate this. Instead, I started this show by saying, if I could show you a way to generate 8 more listing appointments in the next 100 days or less, would you be interested? And you're watching right now, so you know the answer is yes. Here's my challenge for you. Starting today, for the next 45 to 60 days, another one of those daily action checklist accountabilities, you can add it right in, is to start sending between 5 and 10 of these every day to people that already know you, like you, and trust you. I want you to send 5 to 10 of these a day to people that know you, like you, and trust you. And guess what's going to happen? We know today when you send a text message, you immediately get a response. And just like that, you are prospecting. You are contacting your past clients, your sphere of influence, your prospects, getting them informed on what's going on. And guess what? The results have been startling. People just say, oh my goodness, it's amazing. I'm sending out these text messages. And how often someone says, oh my goodness, Brandon, we were just thinking about you. We want to put our home on the market. Or you're not going to believe this. Tragically, such and such passed away and we need to sell their property. And could you take care of that for us? And just like that, because you're actually providing value, having a valuable conversation about their equity, their home's value, you're drumming up business. So those are my two campaigns. I want to know in the comments, if you follow me, you may have seen these before. Have you already used them? And if so, what results have you generated? If you've never seen it before, I want to see the word yes if you plan to start. So I want you to type in yes, as in you're going to take on the challenge. You're going to send the email this Sunday, and then you're going to text 5 to 10 people every single day, the Zillow's estimate of their home with that little script I provided, and you're going to drum up a ton of listing opportunity. All right, get to work, and I'll see you next week. Hey, if you like this content, make sure you get back to my channel and check out Jason Pantana, This Week in Marketing, the Tom Ferry Podcast Experience, and of course, Mindset Monday.